A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus says to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other one to him as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand him your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go with him for 2 miles. Give to the other one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on one who wants to borrow." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. My dear friends in Christ, first of all, we have to talk about the background to this gospel so that we don't interpret literally. You see, before the time of Christ, because of the Jewish people have been on exile for so many long, there was this introduction of the law of retaliation. When someone does something on you that is not good, you have to retaliate. So this has been dominant for a long time. Then when Jesus came, he brought about the new commandment, the commandment of love. Remember what happened at Sermon on the Mount? When Jesus gave this new commandment, and for this new commandment to be embraced, he took his time in trying to make people understand that our goal should be the kingdom of God. And if our goal should be the kingdom of God, that should be our priority. Our priority must be to do the things we have to do in order to attain the kingdom of God. For example, the saints that we have today, most of them, they passed through series of troubles, a lot of things, but they were able to persevere. And today, they are in heaven. So when Jesus was trying to make people understand about the new commandments, he had to teach them so many things. And this was one of the things he taught. And in trying to really understand this teaching, what he was telling us, or what he was teaching, is whatever that will make us to lose the kingdom of God, we have to say no to that. If people are trying to distract us from our goal, we have to say no to it. If people are trying to tempt us so that we fall, we have to say no to it. And the best way to say no to it is to abandon that and focus. That is the fundamental of the new commandment, the commandment of love. If we embrace this commandment, so there's no room for retaliation. Because when we try to retaliate, we are distracting ourselves from that focus. For example, He was saying that if someone hits you, there's no need for you to fight back. Just go your way. Run away from the devil. Because if you try to fight back, then you are fighting with the devil. You are distracting yourself. And also, this gospel reminds us, my dear friends in Christ, that this world is not our place. Our place is in heaven. Because when we try to retaliate, when we try to fight back, we are seeing this world as our living place. No. We have to look beyond that. We have to think about our union with God. So let us not be distracted by things happening around. Because in the bid of trying to retaliate, you might miss that focus. And that focus is love, being with God. So let us meditate upon this as we step into this week. Because definitely, the devil will come to tempt us. But remember, he reminds us today, do not allow the devil to have an edge over you. You have to run away from the devil. You have to focus on Jesus doing the right thing, because that is our goal. So let us pray in this Mass that God will give us the grace, especially during this week, to avoid every temptation, never to be distracted, and to focus on our mission. And that mission is love of neighbor, love of God, so that at the end, we will be in union with God, so that nothing will obstruct us from achieving our goal.